And we continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Bowling Green coach Michael Huger is making his way over here after getting the glad hand from some Falcon fans in attendance tonight. And coach, we didn't really talk about it in the pregame, but a couple of local guys here, Chandler Turner and Leon Ayers, and both came up big for you.
They came up big. They were huge. They did a great job of staying poised. We knew they were going to make a run. We didn't fold. We stayed tough. We stuck to the game plan. Cham was huge. L.A., we called him L.A. Leon was huge. They had a good time out there. You see the guys. I told you this in pregame that they enjoy playing with each other and playing for one another. The ball moved sweetly.
I'm good.
We defended like crazy, so it was a lot of fun.
Now, clearly, Oakland has a lot of talent, and you played with the lead most of the night, which I think is something we overlook in basketball. We talk about a lot in football, but doesn't it help to play with the lead throughout the night instead of trading it all night long or playing from behind?
It definitely is. When you can play from the lead, you're more comfortable. You take really good shots. You take care of the ball. But it also puts pressure on them that they have to make shots. You know, they don't want the lead to get bigger or any of the stuff. So you put that much pressure on the other team to make shots now. And it took them everything to come back. And I just thought, you know, we had more energy at the end of the game, and that was the difference in the game.
Speaking of turnovers, tonight you had 15. I know that that's too many. But really the bad thing about tonight, when you turned it over, Oakland made you pay. And that was nearly what did you in. A couple of turnovers in that second half fed their comeback.
Oh, it definitely did. We got careless with the ball. We got a little happy with a 8-point lead or something like that, and we just got careless, and we weren't sprinting back in transition. They were coming back and scoring in transition. It was just, you know, we just relaxed, and once you relax and to a team like that that can score the way they can, they came back that fast. Just like that, 2 threes, the game was tied. So we got to do a much better job of staying focused for the entire 40 minutes.
Well, the first half, you were making all your threes. You're 10 of 18. Of course, Leon made 4 early, got you out to a quick start. Second half, the threes weren't falling, so you had to find something else.
And we did. We found another way. We started to go more to Sean on the low block. Rashawn, we call him Sean. Once again, we had to go to Rashawn on the low block, and he did a really good job drawing fouls, making his free throws. He was huge for us down the stretch, played with 4 fouls for an extended period of time, and just rolled the dice with him, and he was able to defend well without picking up that 5th foul. So that was huge for us.
Also, Caden Matheny drew the assignment against Jalen Moore a lot tonight, and that takes a lot of work to guard that guy. And Caden got called for a couple fouls. One in particular, I thought he didn't foul him. But the point is, he did a lot of work on the defensive end and still was good for you offensively.
He definitely did. He did a great job, found his rhythm, was able to knock down shots for us, hit some big threes for us, but he also defended like crazy. He was able to put a lot of pressure on Moore. He made him take tough shots. He hit some, but he made him take some tough shots, and just proud of the guys, the effort, and how hard they played.
Coach, were you anticipating that big of a rebound edge, 45-27, and then 24-8 on the second chance points? That was obviously huge.
Wasn't expecting that. We talked about it. We talked about it for 2 days on how good of a rebounding team they were. We didn't have much to go on. This was their second game that they played, so we didn't know what they can really do. But we just prepared because, you know, Coach Campy always have his guys prepared and playing hard. So our guys accepted that challenge. That was one thing that we talked about going in of rebounding and out-rebounding those guys, and I thought we did a good job.
Oakland did switch the defenses a few times. You talked about that with me in the pregame. Looked like they ran the 1-3-1 just a little, but they ran some more conventional zone, maybe a man-to-man. How did your team handle the changes?
1-3-1 was what they ran the most. They ran that, but once they went man, we knew we can take advantage. You know, when a team is primarily zone and now they don't play that zone, it's difficult to now focus on trying to guard your man. And we knew we can take advantage of our mismatches with Leon. They were switching the 5-man onto our guards, and We just wanted to take advantage of that, and we did a great job of taking advantage of it, not only from the perimeter, but also getting the ball inside. Chan and Sean, they did a great job of passing that ball to each other. Sam, all those guys did a great job of passing the ball and moving the ball, and ended in buckets for us.
Well, Coach, the proof will come in the future, but I would say that there's a lot to be said for early season road grind out tough wins against good teams, right?
It definitely prepares you, especially for MAC play. MAC play, it reminded me of a MAC game, to be honest with you. It was like going to a MAC opponent and winning on a MAC opponent's home floor is always difficult. Road wins are always hard to come by, but any win is hard to come by. So we'll take them, no matter how ugly it can be, how pretty it can be. I tell our guys, always celebrate victories, no matter what. We have today and tomorrow to celebrate this one, and then we off to Wright State.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go do that yourself. Thanks for joining us. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons win tonight here in Oakland, 87-82.